Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 107, media.io. So for today's episode, I thought I'd share an easy way to get your media files converted from one format to another without the need of any extra software. So let's say you recorded something on your device that you want to email to your podcast of choice. Because they say, you can email me an MP3 file, but you realize that your phone recorder records in WAV or I think AIFF in some cases or whatever, and you want to send an MP3. Or let's say you have an MP3 on your phone and you want to make it a ringtone, but it only supports a format like OGG, then that's where media.io comes in. It's a website that you go to, so media.io will take you there. You can see a full list of all the file types that it supports. So it's anywhere from WMA, MP3, WAV, AAC, and a whole bunch more. They have a whole list that you can check it out and a brief explanation of what it stands for. So if someone says Windows Media File and you don't know that it's WMA, then it'll have that there as well, so you can take a look at that. So basically, converting the file is actually a three-step process. You'll select the file that you want to convert. And then from there, you'll select the output file. So if you want MP3 or WMA or OGG, whatever, there's four choices for you to pick from. And then you'll select the quality type. So if you want a super high bit rate, which is 320 kbps, you can select that. And it goes all the way down to low, which is 96 kbps. There's four choices, I believe, low, medium, high, and extreme. So that way you can select basically it'll adjust for the file size. And those different quality types will be automatically matched up. And then from there, you'll basically select, I believe it's convert, and then it'll, basically depending on the size of the file and the speed of your internet connection, you'll get a link to download the files, you'll download it, and you're good to go. The process is basically the same whether you're on a desktop browser, so desktop or laptop, or on a mobile phone. Your mobile phone is basically, the site is set for the touch interface and a mobile website. So it's streamlined, it's a basic step-by-step process. I actually find it a little bit easier on the mobile side. It can get kind of weird if you're on it, if you have a bunch of different devices with a different version number. So if you have Android 4, Android 2, and iOS, it'll probably look a little bit different. So just be a little bit careful there. But basically, as long as you know where your source file is located, that's all you really need to know, and then where you want to save the file also. Speaking from the Android side, once you have the file you want to convert to, and let's say you're creating your own notification, you can save the OGG file, for example, straight to the notifications folder, and it should show up. You may have to reboot depending on your device, but it'll show up in your note as a selectable notification type, definitely after reboot. So that's really all there is to talk about that. As I said, no extra software is required. You point your browser to media.io, and then you can bookmark it, create a shortcut if you want to do it regularly, or if you're always sending in MP3s to your favorite podcast, then this is an easy way to get that your file recorded straight from your device, convert it, and send it out all on the go. So now let's say you've converted a file or someone sent you a file and you want to hear it in the best quality possible, then check out our friends over at Tweaked Audio. They have 7 gray styles and 7 gray colors, so they can match whatever is your, let's say you have a favorite color or you want to match your pair of headphones to whatever your phone style is. So if you have a black phone or a pink case or whatever, they have everything there for you as far as that goes. Their headphones are also noise reducing, so you hear more of what you're listening to and less of the outside world. So definitely useful, for example, if you're at work and you want to zone out, or if you're at the gym. Something I wouldn't recommend wearing while driving, for example, because they do block out quite a bit. They have microphone and non-microphone versions as well, so if you need to use a mic on your phone, or if you're often Skyping on your portable media player, then those are all choices to think of as well. And when you use the promo code GEEK, that's G-E-E-K, you'll get an extra 1/3 off your order, so you'll save a little bit of money that way as well. So be sure to visit geek-io.com/tweaked and use the promo code GEEK to get 1/3 off your brand new headphones today. We thank them for their support, and we hope you show them your support as well. But if you want to get in touch with me, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com, where you can also include MP3s of voice of whatever message you have for me as well, if you don't want to leave a voicemail. Or you can also leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And of course, if you want to find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network of shows, be sure to visit geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.